A lovely woman, perhaps a few years older than herself, with dark auburn hair and a shimmering green evening gown, stepped forward and offered Genevieve her hand.
Welcome. I'm Kathleen Dugan, and this is my house. What sort of devilry has my cousin got himself into now?
Genevieve shook Daniel's cousin's hand, fascinated. Their mad, desperate dash through the streets had gotten her so turned around that she hadn't realized at first where they had landed. Of course, they were at his cousin's brothel. She had once held vigil in a small cafe across the street from here, watching the front door for hours, waiting for Daniel to emerge, back when she had thought he was a jewel thief. This didn't look at all like what she had pictured. There were some paintings of nudes on the walls, to be sure, but they were Venuses and nymphs, the same as might be found in any art collection.
"It's Boyle, Miss Dugan," said Augustus.
The set of Kathleen's mouth betrayed exactly how she felt about this information.
"That hooligan," she muttered. "He may not have put a gun to their heads, but he killed those girls who died in his establishment all the same. Poor souls."
Kathleen shook her head as if shooing a fly.
"But no need to worry. He and his thugs can't follow you in here. They don't dare. Not with my benefactors."
Kathleen moved across the room to embrace Daniel.
"I do wish you'd take more care, though," she scolded her cousin. "Boyle's all mixed up with Mead these days, and you've tangled with him enough."
Daniel sighed and ran a hand through his hair.
"It wasn't intentional," he muttered.
Kathleen pursed her lips.
"Wish you it never is. Trouble seeks this one out, Miss Stewart. You'd best watch yourself if you want to continue associating with him, or trouble will find you too."
She sighed also and planted her hands on her hips, assessing the pair.
"You two look a fright. We're busy tonight, but I can arrange a few things and find a room for you. I'll have some food sent in."
Genevieve felt herself color. "I didn't mean to be rude," she said to Daniel, who had watched the exchange with an inscrutable expression. "I've never been in a place like this before." She swallowed.
"Was it a mistake to go?"
Daniel looked thoughtful.
"I don't think so, no,"
he finally said.
"I think we learned that John Boyle is at the heart of this somehow, and that he is definitely in league with Mead. We need to know if that was Nora screaming upstairs."
"Don't you think it was?" Genevieve asked. "She certainly did." He tilted his head from side to side in response.
"It could have been," he admitted. "Or it could be some trick of Boyle's to throw us off whatever is really going on."
"Have us chase demons instead of him?" she said.
"Chase our own tails, more like,"
Daniel muttered, tilting back his head and stretching his long legs out in front of him.
"Which is what we've been doing. Meanwhile, Detective Longstreet is still sniffing around Rupert. Two men are dead, and Nora Westwood is still missing."